The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are up to Siman Lamed Dalid Sif Zayin. We're in the laws of tzedakah, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells us, Kol hanosein tzedakah la'ani b'sever panim ra'os. Anyone who gives tzedakah to a poor person in an unfriendly manner, upanav kvushos b'karka, and his face is downcast, showing that he's not pleased about giving tzedakah, afilu nosen lo elef zehuvim, even if he gives him a huge sum of money, he gives him 1,000 pieces of gold, avad zechuso, he's lost out, he's lost his merit, hefsida, he's lost out, for over alvalo yera levavcha, and he's violating on the lav, on the negative commandment, that you should not allow your heart to be wicked. Elotzorach liten lo b'sever ponim yafos uvesimcha. But rather, he should give tzedakah with a pleasant demeanor and with joy. Umisonen imo al tzaroso. And he should commiserate with the poor person on his plight. Kemosha ama Iov, like Iov said about himself. Imlo v'chisi l'ksheyom agma nafshi l'evyon. Didn't I cry on behalf of those who are having difficult days, and I was pained over the plight of the destitute? V'yidaber lo divrei sanchumim v'nichumim. And when you give tzedakah, you should speak words of consolation. Shenemar v'lev almana arnin, that I cause joy for the widow, for the people who are downtrodden. It is brought down in the name of the Altar of Kelm that anyone who gives tzedakah with the sole intent of fulfilling Hashem's mitzvah, they are not doing the mitzvah properly. In order to do the mitzvah of tzedakah properly, it has to be done with the kavana, with the motivation that you feel the pain of the poor person. You have to sympathize and empathize with his plight. And that is the manner that is necessary. That is the mindset that is required in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly, b'shleimuso. Halacha ches, asur lahachzir eser ani shashol reikam. It is forbidden when a poor person comes to request money to send him back empty-handed. Which means that it is belittling enough to have to go around asking for money, but it's so much more demeaning that after doing so to come back empty-handed, that we are not allowed to do. If you don't have a large amount of money available to give him, at least give him something. V'afil atenosen lo grogeres echas. Even if you give him only a dried fig, even that's something. Shenema al yoshov dach nichlam. Like it says in the pasuk, do not return the downtrodden in a humiliating fashion. V'im ein biyadcha klum aliten lo. Let's say you don't have anything in your hand to give him at all. Paiseo bedvarim, at the very least, console him with words, comfort him, strengthen him. V'aser ligar ba'ani, it is forbidden to rebuke a poor person. Olag bila kolo alav bitsa'ako, or to raise your voice and scream at him. Mipnei shelibo nishbar v'nidker, because his heart is broken, he's contrite, he's fragile. V'arehu omer lev nishbar v'nidker, Elokim lo sivzem, that the heart which is broken and fragile, Hashem will not allow him to be denigrated. V'oi lo l'mi shehechlem ese'ani. Woe is to the person who dares to humiliate the poor person. Ela yelo kimo av, ben berachamim, ben bidvarim. But you should be to him like a loving father, both in terms of having sympathy and in terms of how you speak to him. Shenemar av anochi le'evyonim. Like Hashem says that I am the father for those who are destitute. And we have a mitzvah to emulate the midos of Hashem. If Hashem acts father-like to those who are destitute, then that is our mitzvah as well. Now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch proceeds, and he discusses what happens when people commit themselves to a monetary obligation to tzedakah. In Halacha test, he says, HaTzedakah harehi b'chlau ha-nedarim. A commitment to tzedakah is in the category of a neder, of a vow. Lefikach, therefore, ha-omer harei alai sela le-tzedakah. If a person says, I am committing myself to give a sela, it's a unit of money, for tzedakah. Oh, or a person says, harei sela zu tzedakah. He's holding money in his hand, and he says, this money I'm designated for tzedakah. So the halacha is, chayav litna laniyim miyad. He's required to give it to the poor people right away. V'im acher, and if he postpones, over b'bal ta'acher, he's violating the law that you're not allowed to delay. Kevin shiyachol litna miyad, because you have the opportunity to give it right away, you're not allowed to postpone it. What's he do if there are no poor people around? So mafrish umaniach, he should separate the money and he should put it aside ad sheyimsa aniyim, until he could find poor people. V'im nadar b'beis haknesses tzedakah, if a person was in shul and he pledged to give tzedakah money, shenosnim lidei hagabai, that he would give it to the gabbai, eina over ad sheyitba oso hagabbai. He has not violated anything until the gabbai comes to collect it. V'oz, and then if he doesn't give it to him right away, over aler miyad, he's immediately violating. Imlo kish yodeya, unless it's a case that he knows shehagabbai eina tzoruch ka'es lahamos, that really the gabbai does not need the money right now for the shul. Ela sheyanichan etzlo, but rather he just wants to hold on to the money. In that case, he is not over. But if he knows that the shul needs immediately money to make a purchase, and they don't have it, so then he's certainly required to give it right away. Of course, it is always ideal to give it right away if you have it available. But we're talking about under what circumstances will he be over alav. Halacha Yud, Misha Omer Etain Sela Tzedaka Laploni, a person who says, I will give a certain amount of tzedaka to that poor person, Eina Over Ad Sheyavai Oso Ani, he is not violating anything until that particular poor person comes. He's not required to go out and seek him out. V'yachol Ko Adam Lahafrish Mois L'Tzedaka, everyone is allowed to set aside, to separate money for tzedakah, in a manner, sheyu monachim etzlo, that it will be sitting with him, lechalkam b'ma'at ma'at, kamo sheyera elo, that he'll be able to distribute it a little bit at a time, as he sees fit, which means, just because he pledges money to tzedakah, it doesn't mean he has to give it all right away. He's allowed to say, I'm going to keep this money in my tzedakah box, for example, and when poor person comes, I'm going to determine how much to give to him. Okay, so until now we were discussing the halachas of giving tzedakah for yourself. Now there's a special mitzvah to encourage other people to give tzedakah. Halacha Yud Aleph, Hakofer Acherim. one who influences others, sheyitnu tzedakah, that they should give tzedakah. Umeasel son, and he prevails upon them so that they do it. Scharo gadol mischar hanosein, his reward is even greater than the reward of the person who gave the money. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, v'haya maasei hatzedakah shalom, that the act of giving tzedakah is an act of shalom. Now, it's a little bit of a play on words, because it says ma'aseh. Ma'aseh could be read like the one who's causing it to be done. The one who's causing tzedakah to be done, shalom. He's in a state of shalom. V'al gabay tzedakah okiyotaban, and the person who is responsible for the communal distribution of funds, shagovim es tzedakah, that he goes around collecting the tzedakah money. Nema, it says about him, umatzdikei harabim kakoichavim, those that make the public righteous by giving tzedakah, kakoichavim, they are like stars. That's how great they are. Now, the job of a gabay tzedakah is not an easy job. Very often, he'll get screamed at by the people who are supposed to be giving, and he even gets screamed at by the recipients, by the poor people, because they say they're not getting enough. So he says, "V'gabay tzedakah she'aniyim mecharfim oso." The poor gabay tzedakah, that the poor people are denigrating him. Ein lo lachosh, he should not be concerned. He should not take it to heart. Ki ayidei zeh z'chuso yoser gadol, because through this, the fact that he is being screamed at because of his role of gabay tzedakah, his merit is all the more so greater. He's going to get much more reward as a result of it. Now we are going to discuss what are the ideal forms of giving tzedakah. Halacha Yud Beis, Hama'aleh HaGedolah, the greatest height, She'ein L'mayla Himeno B'mayla Tzedakah, where there's no higher form of giving charity. He HaMachzik B'yad Yisrael, is one who supports a Jew, Hamach, who is financially suffering, Umata Yodo, and he allows him to maintain his position, Kodem Sheheni Lagamri, before he becomes totally destitute. Sheyitin lo matana haguna bedera kavod, he gives him a respectable present in a respectable fashion. O sheyilavehu ma'os, or he lends him money. It's much better to lend someone money than to give him a handout. O yase imo shutfus, or he becomes a partner with the other person. O yamtzi lo eza esek o melacha, or he helps him find a business or a profession. Kidei lechazek yado ad shelo yitzdarach lebrios, so that he will be supported in a way that he won't need to come on to public funds. V'alzen nemar, on this situation it says, v'achzakterbo, that you should come to his aid. Kilomar, in other words, hachzekbo ad shelo yipo, you should strengthen him so that he doesn't financially fall. Come to his aid. Don't wait until he's destitute. Find a way that he can earn an income in a respectable fashion. Halacha Yud Gimel, Yesh Lizoher Litain Es Hatzdaka Behester, you should be careful to give tzedakah in a private and a quiet fashion. Bekol Masha Efsha, to whatever degree it's possible. The im efsha litno ba'ofen shehu ba'atzmo einu yedei leminos, no, if it is possible that he could give it in a way that the giver does not know who is the recipient. Vigam ha'ani eini yodea mimi kibla, and also the poor person does not know from whom he's receiving the money. Tov ma'od, this is wonderful, because this way there's no room for embarrassment. V'al kol panim lo yispa'er ha'adam b'tzedakah, in any case, even if it's not being given privately, certainly you should not be boastful of the fact that you are giving tzedakah shehu nosen, with the tzedakah that you're giving. Ah, however, im magdish eze davar l'tzedakah, if a person is dedicating, he's sanctifying any item that should be given for tzedakah, mutar lo sheyichtov shemo alav. He is permitted to write his name on it. Today, this is what we call plaque. Sheyehe lo lezikaron. So it should be remembered who is the one who gave it. V'ro'oi lasas kein. It is even ideal to do so. Why is it ideal to do so? Because when people read it and see that you gave this item for tzedakah, you dedicate a certain amount of money for tzedakah, they're going to be encouraged to give as well. In such a case, by encouraging other people to do so, it is worthwhile to have your name on the item. Halacha Yudalid, B'yosef shrichin lashkiach al tamid chacham anim. You have to be very careful regarding a poor person who is a Talmud Chacham, he's a Torah scholar. Loseis lo lefi kivodo. You have to give him according to his dignity. Let's say this poor person who is a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't want to accept. Misaskin lischar lo schara. So what you should do is find a way to give him a business that he can run. Shemokun lo schora bizo, or that you could sell him merchandise in a reduced amount. Vikonami menoschor bioka, and you could purchase items from him in a very expensive way. This way he's making money off the merchandise. V'im yodea lis asik bipragmatia, and if he knows how to operate a business, Malvin lo ma'os lischabem, you should lend him money so that he can invest and run a business with it. For Amru Rabbeinu Zichronim Levracha, and Al Chazal tell us, Kol Hamatil Milai Lisamit Chacham, anyone who provides merchandise for a Torah scholar, Zocha V'Yoshev V'Yeshiva Shomayla, such a person will merit to sit in the Yeshiva of heaven. For Amru, and they also tell us, Kol Hanaviim Lo Nisnabo, all of the wonderful things that the Nevi'im prophesied about, Ela La'ose Pragmatia L'Talmud Chacham, they're only discussing a person that is providing a business for a Talmud Chacham so that he can have a respectable income. Umasi bito l'tamil chacham, and one who marries off his daughter to a tamil chacham. Okay, so until now the kitzur was discussing someone who is giving tzedakah. Now we're going to look at the other side, about the people who are accepting tzedakah. We're in halacha tesvav la'olam yarkik adam is atzmo min tzedakah. A person should always distance himself from accepting tzedakah. V'yigalgo atzmo bitzar. He should have to undergo all sorts of affliction. Shelo yitzarech labrius, so that he should not need to come on to other people. V'chein tzivu chachamenu zechron levracha. And Chazal command us, even though normally we say that Shabbos is supposed to be beautiful, it's supposed to have delicious food, you're supposed to be dressed in very fine clothing, you're supposed to have beautiful dishes, but for someone who would have to otherwise come to take on public funds, we say to him, Asei Shabtecha Chol, you should make your Shabbos like a weekday, V'al Tistarech Labrias, rather than having to come on to public funds. V'afilu ha'yochacham michubad v'hani, even if you have a Talmud Chacham who is distinguished and he becomes poor, ya'asok bi'umnus, he should find a business, he should find a profession to do. V'afilu bi'umnus minuveles, even if it's a denigrating profession, because that is better than having to come on to public funds. V'al yitzarech labrias, he should not bring himself to have to come on to public money. It's better to become a garbage man. Do whatever it takes, but make sure that you don't become in a situation that you have to require public funds. Halacha tezayin, kol mi she'ein atzarech lito mi hatzdaka, anyone who doesn't need to accept public funds, umirame esabrias, and he deceives people, vinotel, and he accepts tzedakah money, he's not going to die until he really does need public tzedakah. In other words, it's mida keneged mida. Such a person who did not need, he pretended that he does need tzedakah money, ultimately he will end up needing public funds. On the other hand, the kol mi shetzarech litel ve'eino yachol lichyos elam ken yitel, anyone who really does need tzedakah money, and he will not be able to live, he might be endangering his life if he does not accept tzedakah money, kigon, zaken, a person who's elderly, o chole, or he's ill, o bal yisurin, or someone who's suffering, umegistanta, and he's too haughty, he's too proud, ve'eino notel, and he refuses to accept tzedakah money, harezeh shofech damim, he's a murderer, he's one who spills blood, umischayev benafsho, and he is considered that he's chayev with his essence. And lest he think that what? That, oh, all of the tzar that he's undergoing is considered a mitzvah and he's going to get reward for it. Hashem doesn't view it that way. Ve'ein lo b'tzaro ela avonos v'chatoim. In all of the pain that he undergoes, it's only considered avera, it's considered avon yinachet. On the other hand, v'komi shetzarech lito, anyone who does really need to accept public funds, umitzar atzmo, and he afflicts himself, he pains himself, v'dochek es ashar, he pushes off, he finds a way to survive, v'chaye chayitzar, and he lives a painful life, k'dei shelo yatriach es atzibar, in order that he should not impose upon the public, ein ames ad sheyifarnes acherim, he's not going to die until not just does he have enough funds for himself, but he'll even have enough funds to provide for others. V'alav hakosif omer, and it's such a person, the pasuk says, baruch hagever asher yiftach b'Hashem. It says that blessed is the individual that trusts in Hashem and he does not come on to public funds. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has only been discussing the mitzvah of tzedakah as it relates to Jews. How about non-Jews? Are goyim also required to give tzedakah? So the Rishonim in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Vav Amabez and Nun Zayin Amabez in the Chedushi Haran and the Yad Ramah, they bring down that it is a mitzvah, it's an obligation of goyim to give tzedakah. Moreover, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, says that if a goy wants to give tzedakah, if a ben Noach wants to give tzedakah, so it should be accepted from him. However, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovet Shiurim in Bava Basra, Daf Dalel Ma'aleph, says that really goyim are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzedakah, and he has an alternate understanding in the Chiddush Aran, and he understands the Rambam, not that goyim are required to give, but if they do choose to give, that there is a concept of accepting from them. Halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins. This is in Yoredeya, in Simon, Resh Nun Dalid Sif Aleph, that it's forbidden for Jews to accept money from Goyim if it is Bifar Hesya, if it is done publicly, which means that people will find out about it. The reason is because it's going to be a Chil Hashem. That's what the Shach explains. It's a Chil Hashem that we see that Jews are not taking care of their own and we have to come on to the funds from non-Jews. On the other hand, if the poor people are really not being funded, they're not being supplied by Jews, so then if they have no choice, they are allowed to accept money from non-Jews. Moreover, it's clear that in a situation where it's done privately, that will not be become public, and it's certainly permitted to accept money from non-Jews. If the non-Jew is getting some other benefit from giving tzedakah, then it would be mutter to accept from him, because then it's clear that there's no chilul Hashem. Then it's obvious. If it's obvious that the non-Jew has some other benefit, he has some ulterior motive, then it would be mutter to accept money from non-Jews. Now, one last issue that needs to be discussed when it comes to the mitzvah of giving tzedakah is the issue of osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. That is, that normally we say that when one is already engaged in doing a mitzvah, if another mitzvah opportunity comes his way, he's exempt from it. Which would mean, practically, that if one is in the process of davening, or listening to Kriya Satara, and an Ani comes around to collect money, so then he's potter from giving the person tzedakah. And this is in fact what Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down in the Derech Emunah, in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. It's not so clear to all the poskim, because in the Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat from Rav Yaakov Bloy, he brings down shitas that are have this as a suffix. It's not so obvious. In fact, there's a tshuva from Reb Moshe Sternbach in the first volume of the Tshuva Van Hagas, where he says in the first parsha of Kriya Shema, it is certainly forbidden to give someone tzedakah. As far as the other parshas, he's unclear. In practice, what he recommends that people do is before they begin davening, they should set aside money that they want to give for tzedakah and leave it on the table, so that it will be obvious to a poor person who's going around collecting that instead of disturbing you while you're davening, that they could just take the money and go on to the next person.